Röster.
Dagens programledare är Mora och Roger.
Dina röster i vardagen.
Ja, välkomna till denna veckas fontänbubbel. Vi är två programledare idag och vi har några gäster. Och vi som leder den här programmet, det är jag, Roger, och det här är min kollega.
Hello everyone, this is Mora Barixe, and I'm so happy to be again here with you guys. This episode will be about the boredom, which we all are getting used to it kind of nowadays.
So, you speak for yourself.
I speak with you.
Yes, but speak for yourself about boredom.
Oh, okay, you want me to speak about myself? Well, I usually get bored when I'm alone at home, when I'm working, when I'm going to school, when I'm playing a game, when I'm watching a movie. So basically I'm confused why everywhere is boredom.
We're going to discuss that today, what boredom is and who feels bored and why they feel bored and how we can remedy the boredom and everything. But we're going to introduce, so start with a song.
Yes, we are going to listen to the song Enough by Jave Tweedy. You might think boredom is just a trivial feeling, but it actually tells us a lot about how our mind works. Why do we get bored? Why that triggers? And the most importantly, how can we use boredom to our advantage?
And I can just say that I get bored when I have nothing to do, mm-hmm. when I can't find anything to do at home or anywhere. But I also get bored when I have something to do and I don't like what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I get bored from that.
That's why we did the research on 27 people, and it tell us many participated in feeling bored when they had free time without task, when performing something important or sometime in work. For example, a 46 years old participated said, "I get bored when I'm in a messy situation."
What's that? Amaze?
Like when you're at home and home is messy, everything is dirty, and you can see that.
A messy situation.
Exactly. So while a younger participant, like 23 years old college student noted, "I get bored when I don't understand the situation."
So getting bored, for some at least, is not understanding what context they're in.
Mm-hmm. And well, I can relate to that because most of the time when I don't understand the situation, I just leave the work. I just leave my target. So maybe because I don't know how to do it or I don't know.
What do you mean with leave your target?
Like, I want to go somewhere and I'm on my way and I cannot find my way. And I get bored of searching, or maybe my brain just stopped working. So I go back
if you're going somewhere,
It's an example.
But because I think that I don't get bored very easily because I can always use my mind and learn something from YouTube or from a book or from math or something.
Well, this is what we were talking before about how to use boredom to our advantage. Well, and people also who are retired or not working often feel bored and simply by being at home with nothing planned. So boredom can appear in every different context depending on age, occupation, and daily and structure.
Yes, planning is an important part of not getting bored, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you have a schedule and you make a schedule for and you engage in something like föreningsliv, like what's it called in English? You know, föreningsliv. Most listeners know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that and you plan and you do stuff in the förening,
mm-hmm.
then you can always find work to do.
Okay. For a 30 years old woman who is a student and she's studying a lot, what's your situation that when she gets bored of studying, what she should do?
If you get bored in studying whatever your subject is in the university or high school or whatever,
mm-hmm.
maybe you should try another another subject or another thing to learn about.
Well, according to me as a youngster, when it comes to studying, all of them are just a little bit boring for youngsters nowadays.
What do you say?
According to me,
yeah,
like especially for me, when it comes to study, when I study a lot, I just get bored from every subject. So I just want to, like, maybe sleep.
So what does not get you bored?
Maybe dancing or music. So let's go and listen to another music. Hold On, Chord by Chord Overstreet.
Welcome back to Fontänbubbel.
Thank you so much. With a good energy.
We're speaking about boredom.
Mm-hmm.
And you had something more to say about boredom?
Well, I want to talk overall summary. Boredom is most occur when individual lack goal oriented or stimulating active. For example, factors such as environment, occupation, age, and education level can influence the intensity. And that and type of boredom experienced engaging in creative, social, or purposeful activities can help reduce feeling of boredom. And what's your thought on this?
Well, I think that when I was young, mm-hmm. I always needed to have something to do. I jumped from one thing to the other,
mm-hmm.
and was always on the run and had a lot of fun, I think. But it was in a situation where I didn't have a very good life, so I just skipped life and went to drugs at once.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was fun in some sense. And well, it's got nothing to do with occupation, but I did have a job,
mm-hmm.
It was not fun. I didn't like my job.
You was getting bored at your job, right?
Well, I didn't like have a job.
So you was getting bored in your job because you didn't like your job.
I was bored of having a job.
So we're coming back to boredom. This was my point of view. When we don't like to do or something that we don't understand, we are getting bored of that.
Yeah.
So what you did in that time? What was fun for you?
What was fun for me? Mm-hmm. And the only fun I had was when we went out pubbing, clubbing when I was young, and. That was fun, drinking and having fun and talking to a lot of people.
Well, 17 years old young person cannot go to club.
No.
I'm not talking about you. No, I'm not talking about you. We're talking about the audience.
Yeah. But so I was 18 when I started clubbing or whatever you want to call it.
Just it was early.
Going out to pubs.
So, I want my all audience to comment below and tell us what they are getting bored of and write down to us. So before we go to the next session and have a guest, we want to play a song by Mira Omar, hash hash.
Welcome back to Fontaine Bubble. We're talking about we're talking about boredom, and we have a guest here.
Ja, det är jag, Olof.
Hej Olof.
Nej, men jag tänkte på det här med att vara uttråkad och så. Så på något sätt när jag var yngre så tänkte jag alltid vara alltid när man var uttråkad. Det var en period, man visste ungefär hur dagen skulle gå. Vissa perioder under dagen skulle man vara uttråkad, andra gånger skulle man ha mer att göra. Nu är man mer beredd på att det finns perioder nu när man kommer vara uttråkad i långa, långa, långa perioder. Så då måste man hitta ett medel själv att inte vara uttråkad under all den här tiden. Så det har blivit mycket svårare. Det följde på något sätt, det var på något sätt mer förutbestämt eller liksom lite grann mer förutsägbart när man var yngre. Att man visste att vissa tider kommer man ha tråkigt, vissa tider kommer man ha mindre. Men nu är det liksom...
How can you have long periods of boredom?
Nej, men det är väl om man inte riktigt har... if you don't really know what to do. Alltså när man inte riktigt har... liksom, men det här har jag kollat på 1000 gånger, ja det här har jag läst 1000 gånger liksom, det är ingen som vill ut och göra någonting ikväll, jag bara sitter hemma, och det är ingen i min familj som hört av sig idag eller något speciellt, nej men det finns ingenting.
But you like to learn, don't you?
Yeah.
So do you get remedy your boredom by learning?
I can do that, yeah. But I'm not always in the mood. I don't know what to read to learn. Alltså jag vet inte alltid vad jag ska lära mig för nytt idag. Alltså vad som är en bra källa liksom för det.
So what you're saying is you plan your boredom, or some way have planned your boredom. You know you're some certain periods of time you're going to be more bored than others. Because you have
yes, don't and have it's a little season dependent too. I get more bored in winter. On the other hand, I get more anxiety on spring and summer, but I get more bored in the winter. So,
well, we have another guest, Mattis, and we want to Mattis talk about his boredom.
I fight a lot of boredom with. Creativity and imagination in my writing. Mm-hmm. I write a lot, and I get a lot of work to do in my writing. Mm-hmm. And it fights the boredom, craft stories, worlds, imagination.
So tell me, the writing is your favorite thing to do, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're doing something that you really love, you really like.
A passion.
It's a passion, exactly. So that can be a solution. When I was young,
I always planned to write, but I really didn't start. Mm-hmm. But I started later in life, and it gave me a lot of happiness.
And that time, when you was not writing, that time was boring for you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. School, for example, in studying, I didn't get fulfilled with my creativity in that way.
I thought
as I do now.
I thought you said you fought your boredom with rioting.
Rioting.
Yeah, right. No,
I'm not a hooligan.
You're a hooligan.
I'm a ultras, not a hooligan. Yeah.
Men det gjorde jag också när jag var liten, brukade jag skriva. Jag vet inte riktigt om det var... Alltså jag hittade väl alltid något litet att göra ändå. Alltså att underhålla sig själv med mig själv. Men en sak att ha någonting, att fylla ett syfte som i alla fall... Det var att jag skrev en kort historia en gång i veckan när jag var hemma och bara hittade och fantiserade ihop någonting som var kanske influerat av Disney-dags avsnitt eller vad som helst, eller någon tecknad film eller vad som helst, eller någon kompis historia som de hade skrivit eller vad som helst, och bara skrev och då hade jag, ja men här följetong, det gör jag en gång i veckan.
Mm-hmm. Ja, jag tror att barn har, de tråkas inte, de hittar alltid på någonting, ja, att leka och hitta på, så de tråkas inte ut på lika lätt som vuxna.
Ja, nej, precis, det är det jag menar, att det är därför man hade liksom, första gången jag hade tråkigt på riktigt kände jag, det var någon gång när jag var 12 och jag hade det liksom, ah, nu har jag ingenting att göra, och min pappa klagar, men så kan du inte tänka. Så var det en annan glad dag när jag också var något halvår senare, och jag bara, ah, ja, men jag har så tråkigt idag, och så får jag, men hade du aldrig tråkigt när du var 12, frågade jag min pappa.
We're coming back to you, Olaf. Well, I want to ask Mattis, connecting with your friends, talking with your friends, that was also a solution for you or not?
Yeah, sometimes we're writing, have a brother who also likes to write, and we have a blog, the Story Brother, so I can talk with my writing to another person, not just myself. And that's so very, very fulfilling.
Exactly. For me also, it's very, when I get bored from anything, I just call my friends, and they're my comfort zones. Or maybe sometime coming to Fountain House, yeah. it's another place that we can forget boredom.
I have a blog, I'm writing a blog, right? And I sometimes get feedback and talk to other. I'll have a site that I'll put my blog on, Blogportalen. That you can talk to every writing, essay, it can be articles, you know.
Well, I get bored sometimes here at the Fountain House, and then I go home.
And why so?
It's the company. No, don't throw eggs at me. But it's something. Sometimes you don't feel like you're. I mean, I'm a very social person, and I need to talk to people. And if they don't want to talk, then there's no fun.
I also get very fulfilled in författarcirkel. We had a couple of months in Fontänhuset.
Okay.
But it's not up right now. But I write every month in the magazine, and it's very fun.
Okay. And what about you, Olaf?
Yeah. About what?
How do you feel yourself in Fontänhuset?
I can be bored sometimes. When there's nothing to do, I can be I can feel really bored. I haven't felt I felt a little bored today between for half an hour when I after lunch when I was finished and waited for something to happen.
I get bored in a board meeting.
Yeah.
Well, if I talk about Fontänhuset, it's some place that everyone can be themselves. Everyone can search what they are looking for. Everyone here is like music, like writing place. We have another different places like for art, theater. But the thing is that we don't find ourselves in the right place is. We don't want to be in that place. Like, we don't want to have fun. We're just trying to stay in a place in our own zone, which is sometimes it's wrong for everyone. If I'm staying in my own zone, if I don't communicate with others, even sometimes maybe I feel shy. I don't want to go to the people and I'm shy. But if I dare to go to people and talk, it's really it's fun. It's like just to find
great
a friend.
To be social.
Exactly. So this being social is can be another right thing to run boredom away from you.
Being social definitely
kan
is
man inte, förlåt mig, men kan man inte känna sig uttråkad även om man är i ett socialt sammanhang och man känner att man inte connectar just då vid det tillfället.
Okay. So as we talk right now, I found the situation for being free of boredom is like creative activity like drawing, painting or writing some matters like other artistic work, relaxing activities like reading, listening to music, spending times with pets, for example, and social interaction, connection with friends or family, and purposeful work, engaging in meaningful tasks or volunteers. So thank you so much, Olaf and Mattis. We're going to have another song, Wreck by Nico Kess.
Yeah. Re up on bad dreams, back up screens in 50 settings. Re up on bad dreams, back up screens.
Well, welcome back to Fontaine Bubel. We're talking about boredom. And this song wasn't Wreck with Nico Kess. It was Misery with Billy Woods.
My favorite song. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to again have our very amazing guest, Olaf. And Olaf want to say, Olaf want to tell us more about the boredom.
Yeah, if you feel bored, even though you are in company with people, alltså även om man känner sig, även om man är med folk, så kan man ändå, att man ändå kan känna sig uttråkad.
Men
i vissa sammanhang, alltså,
är det vissa människor man, som tråkar ut det, eller?
Nej, men det kan väl vara så, om man, alltså generellt, om man inte connectar, om man inte tycker att, ja, men man känner sig utanför det de pratar om eller vad som helst, liksom, att.
Ja, det kanske man kan göra. Jag försöker att prata med alla och engagera mig i människor, men visst det kanske kan hända.
Ja, så då är det väl inte så enkelt som att säga, det är väl mer det jag säger, att det är inte så enkelt alla gånger att man just sällskap gör att man inte känner sig uttråkad. Alltså det är väl lite grann hur man trivs i sig själv som avgör om man är uttråkad eller inte. Alltså personer som trivs väldigt bra i sig själva kanske blir mindre uttråkade. Alltså med och i sig själva, liksom.
Men det kanske är så.
Ja.
Jag känner mig sällan uttråkad och jag trivs ganska bra med mig själv.
Mm.
Men sen så är det ju också så att man har ju sina utmaningar.
Ja.
Och ibland så orkar man helt enkelt inte med andra människor.
Mm.
Och då kan man kanske känna sig samtidigt lite uttråkad för att man inte riktigt är social och kan connecta. Eller menar så, eller?
Ja, nej, men alltså generellt, alltså, om man kanske inte matchar. Alltså ibland kan det vara kanske känslomässigt att man är lite frånkopplad från omgivningen, men det kan också vara att man kanske tycker att man blir uttråkad och att det är ingen intressant konversation eller så, eller ingenting som ger mig någonting just nu.
Mm. I just have a question, Olaf. Boredom, how boredom can affect on our life, or especially on the people around us?
Sorry?
How boredom can affect on our life?
Yeah.
Or on our people, like people around us, like family, friends. Yeah. How our boredom can affect their lives in our lives?
Yeah, maybe they can. You mean if you are a bored person yourself, other people might feel it and feel that you are boring yourself. Is that what you mean?
Maybe you mean that people can get put off by if someone is keeping to themselves and not engaging in interesting things or whatever.
Well, it can also be another thing, but Olaf was right. When we are bored, sometimes we cannot communicate with our friends, we cannot communicate with our family, or also it can affect on our own life. We cannot work, like we cannot get to our targets in our life, so.
I'm not sure I'm following you people, but okay.
Okay.
I try to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I get bored.
No, bored, you're getting bored now?
I'm kidding. I don't get bored.
You want me to play another music?
No. I don't get bored when I do podcasts. So.
Thank God. Otherwise, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I understand that. So, tell us about few things that can really affect on our life related to boredom.
Isolation. Isolation gets you bored.
Okay.
A lot. I don't like isolation. So I try to engage with people, and I have a schedule, a calendar, a paper calendar, because I like it better. It's the batteries don't run out, and if you have a calendar, in some sense, the calendar in itself makes you not get bored, because you have to have check on it and what you're going to do and keep up with the tasks you have if you have a lot of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of tasks.
Well, I don't have a lot of tasks, but still, I'm not that bored. And I don't think so, because when I have a lot of tasks as a young person, I get bored. So why is that? So we're so different, me and you.
This is your subject. You chose this subject.
Yes, and this is my question. Why we are so different, according to you?
I don't know. I don't know how it is being you, and you don't know how it is being me.
Exactly.
So it's very difficult to ascertain the exact reason for boredom. We can talk about it.
And this is what I'm telling you to talk about. What I explain.
Well, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself.
Yes.
I get bored when I get isolated.
Yes, and you said, and I was like, no, I'm not getting bored when I'm isolated. So I think there's also difference in our generation. It could be.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 60.
But how do you mean? Do your generation more of easily get bored, were you not permitted to be bored at all in childhood?
No. In our research, we did research with 27 people, and almost 30% of them were from my age, which I'm 23, from Gen Zs.
Yeah.
And the result was that the Gen Zs doesn't get bored often. They have always something to do. They always have fun. They're always like on social media, maybe in the other generation before us, in that time, maybe they're not more, they don't have more information about social media. I mean, sorry if I'm saying it wrong. Like, they're not connected with social media. This can make them bored because.
But we are connected with social media too, but we can still be bored, get bored. We millennials.
Well, I don't know, maybe because they didn't use it the right way.
I'm connected to social media and I'm 60.
And how do you use it?
How do I use it?
Yes.
I use it by watching YouTube, commenting on YouTube, and Facebook, of course. But I avoid Instagram and TikTok.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
doesn't that get boring in the wrong way? Watching YouTube and commenting there, it's fun for a while, but after a while, it starts to get boring.
Yes, I have stopped with it much.
Yeah.
But sometimes I
do. But we don't get bored by swiping the reels. We just watch reels for hours and hours and hours, and it's fun, and it's kind of automatically doesn't get bored, and your brain can connect it with it easily.
Maybe it's addictive in that way.
It's addictive, but also it's like we don't get bored.
What's reels?
See,
reels.
This is what I was talking about.
My spamming videos that come up in Facebook. Oh, someone has sent a reel. Oh, you have to click on that. High noise, you have to click that. High noise on every...
Boring.
On every.
See, there's a difference, big difference. So yeah,
there's a problem.
Yes, we don't get bored, and this is not a spam or no. Reels are fun. People are really working hard to make reels. Artists are like dancing, singing, memes. Do you know what's meme?
Yeah, we know a meme. I know. I can speak for myself. I know what meme is.
Meme is that's little icons.
Yeah.
The icons.
That's emoji.
No.
Emoji.
Memes is is something you said something you say something to make a point and to own somebody. I think.
Not to own somebody. Like you make a smart clip from other clips. You make it shorter and then you
can
made
take
a meaning.
A video you could take from a movie or something.
Yes.
Someone sighing. Hello. Oh, taking.
Memes. Yeah. Now I know what you mean. I use it sometimes. I have a YouTube channel where I publish stuff, and
okay.
I sometimes use memes in the not video but still pictures.
It's pictures. At that time it was picture.
And memes are moving, but I don't know how to. I don't have anything to film.
Yes, but still, nowadays it's changed to films, to movies, to short clips.
But some things, I think it's misused when those are political memes. I think they are misused when it used as for political debate, because it's often very dumbed down message of a dumbed down version of the other side.
Well, we're not going to politics today, Ola, but yes, memes are fun. So people are working really hard, so we should appreciate them. So reels are not boring.
Okay.
You should try that reel.
I don't think so. I won't.
I will send you by the end of this podcast. And we are going to listen another music by by Nico Case.
Down, darling, don't take me to
everyone, welcome back. I'm sure you guys missed me. So we are back with my amazing colleague, Roger.
Yes, and you're listening to Fontaine Bubble.
Yes.
And we're talking about boredom, and we're talking about generation rifts.
Exactly, we're talking about the same thing. So do you have anything to tell us about boredom anymore, or we should just go to another?
Maybe it's a generation question about what you get bored about. Because we talked in the pause mm-hmm. about, I get bored about unreal things that like reels, like uninteresting, I like to learn things from, mm-hmm. from social media.
But before, as we talk on backstage, how it was when you were young?
Then I would like to have fun.
Then you would like to watch reels?
Yeah, I probably would.
So there's difference between me and you.
Definitely.
So I don't want to learn right now. Maybe it's just my time to have fun. But still, I'm learning from you, from your work, which is pretty impressive to me. And this is also a reason that I don't get bored in Fontaine, Jose, that I learn from my elders and from your work.
Well, that's
it's pretty impressive for me.
Yeah.
So we're going to another segment, reflection and discussion. So boredom is a virtual everyone experience at the same point. It can feel uncomfortable, but also give us a signal in our mind saying, I need simulation, engaging, or a new perspective.
Yes, maybe it's a necessity, boredom, because mm-hmm. if we never get bored, we don't know how fun we have when we are having fun. Maybe they say about other stuff, what they say about being happy, you need to be sorrow sometimes mm-hmm. to be able to feel happiness. That's
true. I agree with you. Until you don't get bored, I mean, how you can feel the happiness, it's also kind of something that we need it, I think. We get to this point that we need boredom.
Maybe, I don't know. But maybe there's a need for a gap between boredom and exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe we need a fluent movement through boredom and exaggeration. Like it can't be in one place at the same time always. For us to really feel that we are alive.
Okay. Can you give us more explanation?
Well, everything is sinus, cosinus curves.
Mm-hmm.
Like in physics. It moves. It's either circles or a curve. A sinus curve.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the same thing with boredom and exaggeration. Like you need some movement between the two.
Yes, but there is also another thing that is when life is, for me, life is like this. Life is, everything is fine. Then I get to a point where I have lots of problems. I'm in trouble. Then I fix that. And I just have fun for maybe for 2-3 days. And then again, another problem. I think it's the same with everyone. So the life is made for like this too, that people always have something to do. We always have a focus on something.
A purpose.
Purpose, exactly. Thank you.
Well, it's ups and downs in life, and well, a purpose is a goal.
Mm, exactly. Something. Yeah. So we always need a goal.
Yeah. So boredom is universal. Mm-hmm. Universal.
Yeah.
We can remedy it, but mm-hmm. we can't get rid of it.
We cannot get rid of boredom.
Sometimes we have to get bored. Everybody does.
Yes. Yes, that's true, but
for some reason.
But what if it gets over? Like a little bit more than what it should be.
You mean you're more like bored people than it should be?
It literally can work on our mental health. Like people are getting sick, especially just before Olaf said that he gets bored when it's winter, when weather is dark in Sweden. Yeah. So it also can affect our mental health, and people get depressed when it's over.
Well, sometimes some people get depressed in the spring,
mm-hmm.
and some people get depressed in the autumn or
yeah.
the fall.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I don't get depressed in that sense. That it's season related.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get depressed in the spring or in the fall. So it's not the case when I get depressed. It's for other reasons.
Yes, but still, like, it's also because of boredom. It can be because of boredom sometimes. Some people can get depressed because of boredom.
Or you get bored when you get depressed. Perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah.
That can be also something that I didn't notice before. But we're going to have another song, Elderberry Wine by Wednesday.
Is that a name?
Oh, I'm not sure. Let's listen to it and then we'll discuss about it.
Each song is a long con. I drove you to the airport with the e-brake on. The tornado sky, cause even the first champagne still tastes like elderberry wine.
Welcome back. As I said, it was Elderberry Wine by Wednesday.
Okay, and we are going to wrap it up, and I'm just going to read a short summary that I didn't write, but I'm going to use. Like, boredom is most likely to occur when individuals lack goal-oriented or stimulating activities. Factors such as environment, occupation, age, and education level can influence the intensity and type of boredom experienced. And engaging in creative, social, or purposeful activities can help reduce feelings of boredom and maintain motivation. And we have a solution to this, don't we?
Yes, we do have. And that's one, creative activities like drawing, painting, writing, or other artistic works. Second, relaxing activities like reading, listening to music, spending time with pets, or listening to our podcast. The third, social interaction like connecting with friends or family, or either with pets. Purposeful work like engaging in meaningful tasks or volunteering, which is very important nowadays or every time.
And we're going to thank our participators or guests in this show. And that was Olaf and Matthias.
Thank you
and
so much.
We will be back hopefully next week. We never know, but we try to.
Yes, everyone. Until next week, that I'm Ohra Barakzai and my very good colleague,
Roger.
We will wish you have a nice week. And
Mora.
Yes, and stay tuned. Until then, I'm sure you guys are gonna miss me. So, listen to our older podcast and stay with us. Stay tuned until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J.